In the race for the White House in 2004, we just can't seem to get out of the 1960s and 70s. Following in the wake of those anti-Kerry Swift boat ads, this week we'll witness a television ad from a pro-Kerry group called Texans for Truth. The ad is expected to question President Bush's record in the National Guard and pose the question, was George W. Bush AWOL in Alabama? There's also a 60 Minutes interview in the offing this evening. It's with Ben Barnes, the former lieutenant governor of Texas, who, according to several reports, expresses regret for getting George W. Bush a slot in the National Guard unit, a slot which deferred him from being drafted during the Vietnam War. There's also been a new release of documents related to Mr. Bush's National Guard service and new analyses both by the Associated Press and by the Boston Globe. The editor of the Globe's investigative unit, Walter Robinson, joins us from Boston. And Walter Robinson, based on the Globe's analysis of documents concerning George W. Bush and the National Guard, what do you now know that you didn't know before?
Well, I think, Robert, we know with more certainty than we knew before that, in fact, the president, then a first lieutenant, did not fulfill his obligation in the Guard. He signed documents, which we reported on today, in 1968, obligating himself to serve a certain number of days of training each year or face the consequence of being involuntarily summoned to active duty. And then when he was released from the Texas Guard in 1973 to go to Harvard Business School, he signed another document obligating himself to do Air Force Reserve duty in Boston, which he did not do.
Nonetheless, he was, as the Bush-Cheney campaign pointed out today, discharged honorably after having served. Should he have been discharged honorably, or was his lack of service so egregious that it should have precluded an honorable discharge?
Well, the decision to discharge him honorably was made by his superiors in Texas, who, it is apparent from the documents, condoned his lack of fidelity to his service obligation for 2 years and took no action against him at that time. So one doubts that there could have been anything worse than a general discharge, certainly not a dishonorable discharge for his not showing up. But the fact is that what the White House is saying is that he fulfilled his obligation and therefore got an honorable discharge. The facts are that he did not, in fact, fulfill his obligation, but still got an honorable discharge.
White House Communications Director Dan Bartlett, confronted with this information, retracted what he'd said earlier about it, I understand.
That's correct. He had told the Washington Post in 1999 that Lieutenant Bush, when he came to Boston to go to Harvard Business School, had in fact done reserve duty here. And that's not the case. And when I asked Dan about that last month, he very quickly acknowledged that was not true.
That he had misspoken, he said, I believe.
That he had misspoken. That's correct.
So far as you know, is the documentary record of George W. Bush's service in the National Guard now complete, given everything that the Department of Defense has released? Or are there still holes?
No, there. Of course, the White House said in February we are releasing all the documents. And since February, the Pentagon has come up on two or three occasions with even more documents, including those it gave to the Associated Press yesterday. There are still outstanding requests from several news organizations for such things as the unit documents of Lieutenant Bush's squadron at Ellington Air Base in Houston, which would show who showed up for duty on which days. In other words, these wouldn't be his personal documents. They would be unit documents from which we would be able to tell how often he actually did serve.
Can you infer from the records that you've seen whether Lieutenant George W. Bush was remarkably more absent than other people who were in the same units, or was his service, attendance, and sometimes lack of attendance in any way typical or near the norm?
I can't say from any personal experience, but I've heard over these last months from hundreds of guardsmen who showed up religiously for their weekend drills every month and for their active duty who some cases have said they resent any implication that this sort of lack of attendance was the norm. In fact, there are cases where people who with political connections in Texas and other states didn't fulfill their obligations, but I don't think it was a large percentage of guardsmen.
Walter Robinson, thank you very much for talking with us.
Happy to do it.
Walter Robinson is the editor of the investigative unit of the Boston Globe. He spoke to us from Boston.